You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to another episode of Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation, and today I'm joined by my co-host, my colleague and my friend, Sarah Rand. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, meteorologist Bill.
Oh, you're giving a little hint about what's coming up. You know I do love to talk about the weather.
Yes, I know.
Because you probably hear about it every day, and so does everybody else. And they don't necessarily hear it from the news, they hear it from me directly. But anyway, so this episode is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking to someone who works with retailers and helps them to plan for what to do, given weather systems, given weather projections, how it impacts consumer behavior, and how that behavior impacts retailers. And his name is Evan Gold, and he's with Planalytics. Hello, Evan.
Hello.
So, Evan, Planalytics, we need to know what that is, but we also need to know, how did you get to Planalytics? So let's start with, what is it and what got you there?
Sure. So Planalytics helps businesses measure and manage the economic impact around weather. So for retailers, you know, weather plays a significant role in terms of how many people come into the store and what they purchase, and therefore it has impacts on planning, allocation, replenishment, et cetera. So it's really, like you said, around the consumer behavior, how the customers behave around weather. How I got into Planalytics, I've actually been in the retail industry for several decades. Started out at Macy's Executive Training Squad and went through the store program there, and really got my roots in retail through Macy's. And then over the decades between management consulting, again, specific to retail industry, and then found myself at Planalytics about 12 years ago. Helping customers manage the impact of weather. So I've been both on the retail side and now on the services side.
It, you know, weather forecasting is incredibly difficult to do. I mean, and especially, you would say that it's especially difficult and challenging for our weather forecasters here in Washington, D.C. area, because they always get it wrong. So, you know, you're kind of telling retailers, this is what you can anticipate based on all of these different models. Is there a formula? Is there something that you use that really gives you the insight that those retailers need?
Yeah, and it's very different. You know, when you and I think about, or everyday people think about weather, they do think about the five-day forecast, what they see on their nightly news. And it's very different when you think about it from a business perspective, and specifically from a retail point of view. You know, retailers are planning off of last year. So when they're planning the following season, the weather that happened in that prior year is baked into their history. Now, the secret around weather is it very rarely repeats, right? Maybe about 15% of the time. So if you don't account for the weather that happened last year, you're essentially planning on that to repeat, and that very rarely happens. So we take things more from a statistical point of view and remove that volatility and let businesses plan from what we call a weather-neutral baseline.
So when you talk about planning, are you deciding what stores are going to be selling snowblowers? Are you deciding what time of year to introduce umbrellas?
Yeah, it's everything from those situations that you described to really how much to buy, and more importantly, where to put it. Now, you're talking, you know, large-scale retailers that have, you know, hundreds if not thousands of locations. And it's very difficult for somebody in a planning role to understand, how's the customer in Washington, D.C. behave differently than maybe somebody in Seattle, Washington. So we analyze historical sales data and provide those through the analytics that we do, provide that quantification of exactly how much the business is going to be up or down based off of weather.
And when they get into the holiday season, where it's a, you know, there's a big spike in traffic, are they looking at weather behavior then? Are they planning for, you know, lots of people to go shopping, or people to stay home and shop online?
Yeah, we hear about this a lot, where if people say, well, it's the holidays, the weather doesn't really impact me. And, you know, my argument there is the weather actually plays a larger role over the holidays for a couple reasons. Number one, the volume, right, is significantly larger in the holidays. So you certainly have to account for that. But I think the other thing is, the weather has a significant role in terms of what people put in their baskets. You know, if it's a warm December like we had in 2015, where it was, I think Christmas Eve in New York City, it was 75 degrees, Right.
And no then, problem with that at all whatsoever.
Well, maybe for you, but I'm sure for any retailer selling coats and scarves and gloves, right, that was a challenge. So this year, right, or I'm sorry, last year, right, when you anniversaried that, right, if you didn't account for the weather that happened in 2015, you were saying, oh my gosh, you know, then you would be significantly off in terms of what you planned. And then last year, customers were coming in looking for those seasonal items. So it impacts what people put in their baskets as well.
I'm sure that you do, you look at things that have happened, weather events that have happened, and you play that into your modeling. But how do you account for things like, you know, the hurricane season that we just had, the devastation that it did in Houston and South Texas, and how that impacted the retailers down there?
Sure. So the significant weather events are certainly huge, and there's really, it really depends on the sector that you're in. So certainly things like home centers can do really, you know, well during those. But the reality is, you know, businesses during that time, during those severe weather events, the really extreme ones that you're talking about, you know, first and foremost, they're really out to serve their customers and be, you know, good stewards to the communities that they serve. But the reality is, you know, they got to figure out exactly how to have that plan in place. And for most of these businesses, they have that well done in advance, you know, from an impact supply chain, logistics, you know, pretty much every part of the organization. Now, certain businesses, obviously, there's a net negative impact. So apparel is usually one of those where you see a negative on things like storms and floods. So again, for those businesses that are planning next summer, off of what happened last year, they have to account for that decrease in traffic or lost sales that they had, and not necessarily plan for that going forward.
What's the biggest misconception that retailers have about weather?
I think for most businesses, they tend to use weather as an excuse, right? And looking backwards or looking historically and saying, you know, hey, you know, because of the weather, I was, you know, it influenced my business. And the reality is you can be proactive, you know, using these analytics, mining your customer data, how your customer buys and behaves, you can get some significant insights that you can proactively manage the impact of weather and basically improve in stock levels, you know, put the right product in the right place at the right time. When the customer is feeling the need to go and purchase that item, it'll be there. And the thing is that weather is the largest external driver of customer need. Out of anything else, it's the largest external driver of need.
I don't think you would think about that, but it absolutely makes sense. Mm-hmm. I guess there's certain regions. I mean, you look at someplace like Florida. They don't really need winter coats. They're not going to really be impacted by snow, per se. So even though it can get cold, is it more challenging for retailers in like the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic or the Midwest, or is it challenging everywhere?
You know, certainly there's more volatility in the weather, more variability in places like the Northeast and the Midwest. But I would argue, you know, you talk to any retailer that has stores in Miami, they will sell winter coats down there. You know, when it gets 50 degrees in Miami, it's very different than the same 50 degrees in Minneapolis. You know, I'd argue, and I'm sure a lot of retailers would argue, when it gets to 50 in Miami, people are out looking for sweaters and jackets. And that same 50 degrees, maybe even on the same day in Minneapolis, it's shorts and t-shirt weather.
You know, I get made fun of because that 60 is kind of like where I start really going towards, trending towards sweatshirts, sweaters, and then coats as it gets colder and colder. And it is interesting because I grew up in the South, and we would, we'd be all bundled up, and it would be, you know, March, and we'd have these tourists from up north coming down wondering why the pool wasn't open while we're wearing, you know, scarves and gloves, and they're wearing t-shirts and shorts. We think they were crazy. But it does. Yes, you are correct. I mean, they definitely need them. I would just think that the volatility of the weather is a little less so in certain regions than others.
It is. It may be less volatile in certain regions, but that doesn't mean there's not a weather influence. And it's not only an influence in terms of what people buy, but the other thing is it influences store traffic. You know, just a simple rain event in places, you know, maybe out west where they don't see a lot of rain will have an influence on whether people go to a store or maybe opt to buy online.
Right. Southern California.
Yep.
That's where you grew up.
I grew up in Southern California. So I never thought about weather ever. And I always laugh. I've got kids now that are little and we do Halloween in a big way. When I grew up, like, you just picked a Halloween costume. And now I'm thinking, is this warm enough? What if it's cold? What if it's raining? Do you have waterproof boots on? It's so much more work to live in the Northeast.
Right. And the reality is as consumers, you know, in today's economic environment, we're waiting to make that decision until, you know, one of the last possible moments, because we buy to need. You know, we look at what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, and we make that purchase decision or opt to not make a specific purchase based on the weather, consciously and in many cases, you know, subconsciously.
So is there, we talked about the unpredictability of certain regions. Are there unpredictable times of the year that are harder to forecast?
Well, certainly, I think, you know, maybe in some of those transitional months, you know, it's really not a question of if it's going to get cold. You know, we hear this every year. When's it going to feel like fall, right? It eventually will feel like fall. But it's a big difference whether that happens in September or if it happens in November. And from a retail perspective, this is why it's also very important. You know, you'll still sell the same type of goods and maybe the same quantity, but the price that you sell them at in September is very different than what you sell them at in November. So having those insights can have influences in terms of your margin and ultimately your profitability.
So how far in advance? I mean, can we talk about 2018? Do you have a weather prediction that retailers should be aware of?
Yeah. So again, what we're doing is removing the history out of last year. This is not, you know, black box long range weather forecasting, which, you know, any meteorologist will tell you that's beyond the state of the art. You know, really, you know, weather forecasting you can really do out about 2 weeks with some degree of reliability. Beyond that, you really can't do it. But for businesses, again, because they're planning off of, many of them are planning off of last year, you can remove that history and plan back to more of a weather neutral baseline. So you essentially plan to what is most likely to happen. And that volatility off of last year gives you that lift or drag that weather is going to bring.
Yeah, one of the greatest challenges, I don't think people realize this, is for retailers is they have to order, they have to make their decisions and order so far in advance. And if they get it wrong, man, it has huge implications.
Absolutely. So, and many times they are planning out upwards of a year, to your point, in advance. So again, just knowing how much weather brought a lift or a drag to the business is critical to know when you're making those purchases for the following season.
Do most retailers have somebody that this is their, every single day, this is what they're looking at?
In terms of weather?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, there certainly are some that do that. But the reality is, I think for a lot of businesses, they turn to Planalytics for this, right? Because it's mining their customer data and understanding the insights. I think by the nature of the industry and roles changing over so frequently, you know, frankly, it's something that a lot of folks, based on the business, they look for some help and support to understand.
Do retailers turn to you guys as well for supply chain predictions? You know, if you're ordering goods and they're coming across the country, or then, you know, the last step, they're trying to get it to the home. And I mean, how many times do you order something in the winter and then you get a note from UPS or USPS saying, sorry, stuck in a snowstorm?
We do a little bit of that, specifically around the holidays where it is really critical. But the core, I would say, of our analytics are used for planning, allocation, replenishment. You know, marketing is a great one. You know, if it feels like a cold day in Washington, D.C., to be able to pick up your smartphone and get a message from your local coffee shop that says, hey, you know, we have this hot beverage, come on in and make a purchase, right? And again, it's buying to need. Getting that message when you are recognizing that need to go buy that product, you know, we found that you're more likely to go buy it from the people that are sending you that message.
What if you've been at Planalytics for 12 years, what was there had to have been like one weather season that stands out above all others as in terms of disrupting retail and retailers?
Yeah, they're, you know, the thing about weather is it's it's always causing some type of help or in some cases a negative impact. You know, certainly people think about the major events. I joined in 2005 where there was that record hurricane season with Katrina and Rita, and certainly this year has been record. But we've had, you know, Decembers where we've had some significant snowfall events, which has caused, you know, disruption to traffic. The other one that also comes to mind, the spring of 2012 was significant. I don't know if you guys remember that from a weather perspective, but we had the warmest spring in 120 some years, right? And places like Chicago were in the 80s in February and March. And certainly that had a big impact. But I'll tell you, like, the biggest thing that businesses did to correct for that is when they were planning for 2013, knowing that that was very unlikely to repeat, and therefore adjusted their plans for March of 2013.
You guys are all over the world, right?
We are. We're headquartered just outside of Philadelphia, but we support customers and have offices in Europe and Canada and around the globe.
Are challenges the same everywhere? Or, I mean, weather knows no country boundaries, right? But
right. And the key is how customers behave is different country by country. There's different weather volatility, but you look at a place like England, which is certainly a lot smaller than the U.S., but I think that, you know, their sensitivity around weather may be greater there than it is here. So it's really understanding how the customers behave around their local weather.
I would think that consumers also get advantaged by weather. I mean, so if it's a warm winter, you can get some really good deals on coats
absolutely.
In the springtime.
That is absolutely right. You know, Mother Nature doesn't necessarily follow the retail calendar, right? So,
right.
In cases where it has been, like a warm fall, it is likely you're going to see heavier discounting because they, you know, retailers need to get rid of those goods and make room for what's coming after.
I was emailing with one of our leadership on our board of directors, and they have a store up in the New England area, and he said, if you want to get a good deal on a coat, come on up. It's been a very warm fall.
Right.
So it can play a good role for consumers, but that's not necessarily translating to a good result for retailers.
That's right.
So we're just getting close on time, and I want to let people know that there's a place they can go on the web to basically learn more about Planalytics and what you do.
Sure. Well, the first place I would recommend anyone to go is www.planalytics.com, our homepage, where there's, you know, not only information about the company, but certainly how retailers are using these analytics to bring value to their business.
That's great. So we have one last segment of the program, which we call Rapid Response. It's a rapid-fire list of questions, and we want you to answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. So don't give it a whole lot of thought.
Okay.
But let's get this thing started. Sarah?
Rain or snow?
Snow.
Pizza or burger?
Pizza.
First thing you do in the morning?
Sadly, check my phone.
What's your favorite temperature in Fahrenheit?
90 degrees.
Ooh, I like
kind
it.
Of guy.
Yeah. App you can't live without.
Probably Google Maps, because without it, I would be lost.
And what would you say is the last thing you bought online?
Halloween costumes for my kids.
Very good.
Good.
Evan Gold, thank you so much for joining us today. That was fascinating. Really appreciate the insights.
Thank you. It's been fun.
And Sarah, thank you for co-hosting today.
Thanks, Bill.
As usual, it is fun. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We'll post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. Subscribe to the show and give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Google Play and Stitcher. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.